Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And what's going on with me? Well, it's Wednesday night, and it's just been crazy since I got home. Since I got home. Went out to lunch with my beloved, had a really good time. And then for one of my Christmas presents, it was an afternoon date to go to the movies to see the one, the only Robert Downey Jr. in Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. Oh, excuse me while I wipe the drool off of my chin. He's hot. I've always loved Robert Downey Jr. And my son said when we got home, you know, how was it? How was Robert? How did he look? And I said he looked heavenly because he's aged very well, even though, I mean, he's a recovering addict and he has his issues. And, you know, the hair was, you know, just the right perfect length for me. It was tousled and he was, you know, unshaven. And he's just aged well to me. I don't know if, you know, because some men look bad when they age. But, you know, the wrinkles around the eyes and, you know, the just and his voice. And I was just in heaven for 2 hours and 8 minutes. And then the whole time I'm sitting in the theater, I kept thinking, I'm going through withdrawals because I'm so used to checking my cell phone. And basically, you know, I tried really hard, you know, not to. And I did. I succeeded in not checking my cell phone. However, I just kept having this gnawing feeling like, you know, I haven't checked my cell phone in 2 hours. And this will be about the time when somebody calls with an emergency. And sure as crap, Murphy's Law, my son had been trying to get a hold of us because he had some mechanical failure with the truck. Yeah, I'm kind of glad that my beloved did not go to Minnesota because, well, this might have happened while he was up there. So anyway, my son was stuck out in the cold for about 20 minutes trying to figure out what to do. He didn't have the number of the tow truck company that we use and blah, blah, blah. But he's home now. He's safe. He's still my baby, even though he's 18. I still worry about him. I still feel bad when, you know, I wasn't available. And, you know, I would have texted him to tell him probably that I was in the movie theater, and I just didn't. Something just kept telling me to do it, and it was just crap, you know. And so now I went out for Chinese food, and we're going to go home. I'm going to go home, and they went to my son's favorite store, which is called Farm and Fleet, and we call it Farm and Barn or the Farmer's Boutique because it's, you know, it was intended for basically farmers. It's got a lot of like international John Deere stuff. He had to get dog food, and it's got, you know, stuff for horses and dogs and farm stuff, and it's got some clothes there too, but it's kind of pricey. But anyway, went to get Chinese food, and now I'm home, and I'm going to relax, because American Horror Finale, season finale, is going to be on tonight, and I'm so excited. I love that show. It's so dirty, and I think most of you know, I enjoy being dirty. So anyway, I am home now, and I'm going to enjoy my warm, nice, toasty dinner, and I hope everybody is enjoying their evening and is safe and sound in a warm place, in a warm, comfy home. And remember, home is not, you know, with... home is what you make of it. That's it. That's what I wanted to say. Because Christmas is right around the corner, and you don't necessarily have to spend it with family. You just are with people that you love and that love you back. Okay, people. Thanks for listening. Lots of love. Laterness.